A template for community resilience. It's been commonly said that every journey begins with a first step. The corollary to this statement, which is heard less, is that it's what happens to get us to that first step that's often the hardest part of the journey. Our willingness to recognize the need, our choice to make a positive shift, our promise to commit to the work it takes to see it through, and the discipline that such a journey requires give credence to this statement, formally or informally. Every resilient community must begin somewhere. I recommend using the philosophy described by the Berkana Institute as a template to start the process. If you and the members of your prospective community can honestly agree that these principles work for you, then you're already starting your journey on the same page, and you already have the foundation of a solid philosophy to base your next steps upon. When it comes to creating a successful and resilient community, the key is to build the necessary principles into the model itself. One of the ways to do this is to holistically create each step with these ideas in mind, rather than trying to retrofit them later as an afterthought. In other words, for these ideas to work, they must be considered in a way that works for the community. This can range from a formal set of written declarations describing the levels of community purpose and development to a casual conversation and an agreement between two families that accomplishes the same thing and ends with a handshake. The real key here is that the steps must work for everyone. The following four steps offer a broad template of guidelines that every resilient community must develop for itself, either formally or informally. These steps are: number one, identify the needs of your community. Why have you chosen to come together? Identify the common need that you hope to fulfill through your shared efforts. Number two, identify the vision of your community. Identify the goal or goals of your community and what success looks like to those involved and how you will know when you achieve that success. Some things to consider include determining if your goals are designed for a one-time need only, or are they designed to become a way of life? Are your goals sustainable, and can they be accepted by the greater community or society at large? Be specific about what you hope to accomplish and the milestones that tell you when you're successful. Number three, identify your plan. Identify the steps that lead to accomplishing your goals. Determine realistic timelines and assume roles and responsibilities to accomplish each step of the plan. And number four, communicate. Identify a way to share thoughts, ideas, feelings, and concerns that will inevitably rise with any community process. This can be as informal as an agreement to share concerns when they come up, or as formal as a specific time and a place to meet for just such a purpose. In this way, the community is constantly informing itself of what works, what doesn't, and where there's need for a rethinking of the methods and the processes. This is an example of the kind of template that you may want in order to get your resilient community up and running. It's intentionally general so that it may be used for nearly any kind of community need. And now that we have the template, the best way to see how these principles work in the real world is through real-life examples. Having lived in a number of rural areas, as well as some of the largest urban areas in the United States, I've had the opportunity to witness various communities in action firsthand. I've also had the opportunity to see what works and what doesn't when it comes to a group of people taking on the tasks on a larger scale that have been accomplished by one or two people on a smaller scale.